Back in September, Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad visited the United States. Here he is speaking at Columbia University.
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country. We don't have that in our country.
That comment brought gasps from the audience. It's the kind of thinking that makes Mehdi Kazemi worry for his life. Mr. Kazemi is 19 years old. He's Iranian and he's gay. He's now in Europe, where he has twice been refused asylum, and he may be sent back to Iran in the next few weeks. He says his boyfriend was executed in Iran back in 2006. We're joined now by Chris Hune, a British member of parliament who has taken up Mr. Kazemi's case. And Mr. Hune, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today. Where is Mr. Kazemi now?
Well, I understand that he's still in the Netherlands, but we're expecting him to arrive back in the UK imminently within the next couple of days under the provisions which exist between all of the European countries, whereby the country where an asylum seeker first arrives is the country that deals with the application.
So he first came to Britain. Britain denied him asylum, so he fled to the Netherlands to ask for asylum there, and he was just refused asylum there.
That's correct. Well, the refusal in the Netherlands is really on the technicality, which is simply that the country where the asylum seeker first applies within the European Union is the country that has to determine the case. But I do very much hope that the Home Secretary is going to reconsider this and make sure that we do not send anybody who is a declared homosexual back to Iran, because, frankly, that is back to an almost certain death.
Why did Britain deny him asylum in the first place?
I think that this was a Home Office bureaucrat's decision, not taking into account the full circumstances of the case and not taking into account the real dangers that might exist. I presume that the official concerned was not fully convinced of the circumstantial evidence, but it seems to me, judging by Mr. Kazemi's behavior, that in fact he has a very strong case, and that as a matter of general principle, we should not be sending open homosexuals back to Iran, because we know perfectly well what the consequences are. There have been many executions, and there are real problems.
That's Chris Hune. He's a Liberal Democratic member of parliament, the minority party, and he oversees home affairs for that party.